Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The John Richardson Show. With John Richardson.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Whenever you're listening.
Whenever you listen. When's the best time to listen to the John Richardson Show podcast?
My husband listens while he's walking the dog.
Does he?
Yeah.
How long is he walking the dog for? Everything all right?
Wow.
The desperation of the man.
You're desperate for my marriage to fail, aren't you? So you can feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Hey, not just yours, Angela. All of them.
All marriages to fail.
And not just marriages either. Anything you find happiness with, I don't want for you. Let me just be very clear. I hope you're all well. Thank you for listening. But when it all falls apart, who will be there? I will. Telling you. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, John, what a friend.
Football. I think that's why I like sport, because only one team can win. So by definition,
someone's
every other team
day.
Is miserable.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Someone's had an awful time. The show was good today.
Oh, it was spicy. I liked the energy today.
There was an energy, which I think I brought. I managed to infect Will and Charlie with it.
Oh, you didn't get me, John.
You've had the jabs.
I've been happy all day. Like, I am immune to your misery now.
Oh, let's not say that, because otherwise I've got nothing to aim for. But thank you for listening. All the usual stuff is in there, as well as one of Angela's odder moments, I think, choosing to abandon most of our listeners in favour of one in particular, who I don't think was really listening.
I think you'll find he was.
We'll find out when you get to that. Of course, it's Smugness and Literal Police all in there. If you're listening and anything makes you angry or happy and you want to get in touch and be on next week's show, johnabsoluteradio.co.uk. Otherwise, enjoy the show.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Well, I think I've arrived in a... I'm not going to say a funk, but I'm not full John yet, am I?
You're not. You said you were about 4 out of 10 when you arrived.
But that was in the hopes of leaving. You know, I just thought after a few hours with you guys,
I get to
say,
to
now I'm a 6. I'm not going to be a 10.
You've never been a 10,
my
have you, John?
Goodness, I'm not going to be a 10. But there's what I'm amazed at, because we've been doing the show a while now and I'd like to think we're friends.
Yeah.
There's still a part of you that believes, oh, John's a bit quiet this morning. If we dance close to him, that will cheer him up.
Oh, I took a video of it. It was a beautiful scene. If I can set the scene for the listeners, John was sat behind the desk where he is right now talking to you. Mm-hmm. And Will and Charlie, they look like his backing singers. Is the only way. They were behind you giving it some and you weren't having it, were you, John?
No, I went full Liam Gallagher. This
I
was going to be my last gig.
I think your exact words were, you will die of an asthma attack before I dance with you.
Absolutely.
I think your exact words.
She kept going as if at some point I was going to get up. It's like we've never met. Anyway, thank you for joining us. I don't think I said Happy Saturday at the beginning, and that's my thing I do.
Oh, no.
I don't think anyone's noticed, but I say that every week.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't think anyone notices.
I mean, I've been doing this with you for a year. I've never noticed.
No, it's like when you do an Edinburgh show. Every Edinburgh and every tour, I plan my soundtrack so every song references the content of the material in the show. Nobody has ever, ever, ever mentioned it.
No.
I put a comedy song on once that referenced exactly the last routine of my show was about the queuing for the toilet, and then there's a song by Marty Feldman about going to the loo at a theatre show, and in the second half someone went, was that you singing that song? What an absolute waste of my time.
I have a similar thing. At the end of my show, there's a track that has a callback to the show in it, and I wait and listen to see if the audience laugh at it, and I'd say a maximum 20% of the audience I hear laugh.
Audience is rude. What we're saying is basically people are stupid and yes. they don't deserve the quality of output that we are capable
That's
of.
That's right. We're doing it for ourselves, really.
Stay tuned. If you weren't here last week, we always start with a little recap. Previously on the John Richardson Show, that kind of vibe. This is basically... Charlie's just laughing because I said vibe now. She's got coffee in her mouth. This could be the spillage. I was saying it sarcastically, though, wasn't I?
I think you were, John. Oh, I think you used the word vibe because that's your vibe.
Oh, no. Anyway, here's something funny that Kerry said last week.
Do you not like bugs?
I don't want them in my house.
They're everywhere, mate. They're in your flesh.
Kerry.
Oh, horrible.
As soon as she said they're in your flesh, you started scratching. Did you even notice you did that then?
Oh, no, really?
You went, oh.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I haven't showered. Anyway, we talked about driving test fails last week, which
we wouldn't know about those, would we, John?
We wouldn't know, having passed first time with two minors. Somebody sent in a story about asking an examiner if it was all right on their side. Matt has followed up with another tale.
Hi, John. I know over the last couple of weeks you've mentioned driving tests. Well, I wanted to quickly share the story of mine. When on my first test, I managed to clip the wing mirror of another vehicle on a very narrow road. Pretty bad as it is, until I then realised it was a police car. Even more worryingly, my examiner just told me to keep going and ended the test once we were out of sight. Wasn't surprised to find out I'd failed. Cheers, John. Love the show. Matt.
Oh, my God.
That's a fair fail, that, isn't it? That's a fair fail.
But has the examiner basically made you do a hit and run there? Drive up there.
I had a joyful moment last night driving down. Someone went past me very fast, and I did the usual, oh, come on, mate. And then... a couple of seconds later, a police car.
Yes!
I was audibly shouting in the car, go and get him!
Yes!
Such a snitch.
Oh, that's so rare when that happens, but it's so beautiful.
I know,
so
it was joyful. It was joyful. I almost followed so I could pull up behind and say, he was being naughty, wasn't he? Was he being naughty?
Oh, I now know exactly which kid you were at school.
Well,
did you hold the dinner lady's hand?
Only when I was being chased. Only when I wanted shelter. We also discussed on this topic the World Worm Charming Championships last week. I think I was one of the worms in that. Anyway, we got this from Selena in response.
Hi, John. I tuned into your show last weekend and was thrilled to hear you mention the World Worm Charming Championships. I'm on the organising committee for the event, which takes place in June every year at Williston Primary Academy, a village school close to Nantwich, which both my children attend. Next year's championships will take place on Saturday, the 13th of June, 2026, and we would absolutely love to invite you as a guest of honour. It is always such a fantastically quirky afternoon, and I can guarantee that you'll have a lot of fun. Please let us know if you fancy charming some worms. Best wishes, Selena Hook, Secretary to the Friends of Williston School Association, PTA.
Can we go, John? Can we go?
You can go.
Oh, I don't think I've been invited, John. I think that was very much a John Richardson invitation.
It's crafty, that, isn't it? Putting sort of that far in advance, so you can't say, well, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what you're doing June next year? Just say yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, between that, darts, Formula One, we're not going to have a weekend free next year. We've got the Excel spreadsheet championships
to go to. I mean, the diary is filling up with events. Let's find out what we're going to talk about this week that's going to get me an invite. Thank you very much, Selena. I would love to come if I'm free and roughly in the area. We'll talk about the length of commute I'm willing to do to come and watch men try and get worms out of soil. However, I think it's depressingly large, to be honest.
Are you going to tell the people listening at home
What I do off air is my business.
After you having a little dig at Charlie and Will for having a little dance, as soon as the music started there, John was clicking his fingers and having a little wiggle. He didn't even know he was doing it.
I wasn't dancing. I want a drink. I'm thirsty.
Is this... that was you clicking for
that
the waiters.
That was me demanding service. What are you people doing here otherwise? Gasping here. I think... Now, here's the thing, because I think the seasons are changing. We've always been... We don't follow the trend, do we? So this is not one of those Saturday morning irritating, like, guys... We're going to do smugness later, where if you've been on a park run, I don't want to hear about it.
No.
So, you know, tell me other stuff. Tell me stuff you achieved and I'll be horrible to you about it. That's the vibe. But I think usually I bring that vibe and you lot make it funny by being like, oh, this is weird that you're being mean. You've all arrived slightly spicy today.
Yeah.
Everyone's arrived slightly
grumpy. There's something
grumpy
in the air, isn't there, today?
There is something, yeah. There is something. So
do you think it's the change of the season?
I don't know if it's a national mood. I think I think this might be the turn. Everyone's woken up this morning and, oh, it's this now, is it? It's this for 6 months.
Sun's gone. That's it.
Oh, it's you, is it?
We had a sunny day this week, didn't we? We had, like, one really sunny day. And we all thought, oh, it's not gone. And then today it's like, yeah, no, that's it. It's gone.
I'd love to know how many people woke up this morning, looked across at their partner and thought, oh, still you. It feels like that's the vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. 8-12-15, 0-3-0-1-2-3-12-15. If you've woken up in a good mood, but it feels like there's an energy today. Mm. It feels like it's a prickly morning. What did you say to me this morning, Charlie? Something about me saying the stupidest thing you said. You know, the first thing she said to me was, I love it when you say something stupid.
Are you going to tell the people what you said, though?
Well, I don't think this is my fault.
Because I know
don't
what
think
you
this
said.
Is stupid. So you brought in some pan au chocolat, which is a lovely thing,
but
isn't
thank
it?
Thank you
That's
for
a
that,
nice
Charlie.
Thing. But obviously, I can't have them because I've got moral conscience. So you offered me one, but then you said, oh, you can't have one of these because there's egg in them. And I said, an egg-flavoured pan au chocolat? Because I thought that's what you meant.
You thought it was like eggy bread, but like, with pan au chocolat?
No, like egg mayonnaise inside it.
Oh, my God, John, what's wrong with you?
Well, somebody said you can't have these because... If someone says you can't have this because there's egg in it, I picture an egg in it. I don't think that's that stupid. And I don't think it's egg in pastries anyway, isn't it? Isn't it butter?
No, I think it is just butter and... I don't know, actually.
There's no egg. Is there egg in a pot? I don't think there even is.
But you can't have butter anyway, so it's a moot point, really.
It may contain egg.
May contain egg?
It might have been...
Well, exactly. There might be a boiled egg in it. You haven't checked them all. Then you had the temerity. I was going to say cheek, but then I remembered the word temerity.
Oh, well done.
I'm on air. Use your big words. If you're going to criticise someone, use big words, and then it looks like you might be winning. Then you had the cheek to say, oh, I've never told you this. In the 3 weeks we've been discussing driving tests, I failed my driving test for saluting a magpie on my driving test. I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
Come on, we know, Charlie, that's completely believable.
Oh, that's very believable. The fact you've sat on that information for 2 weeks while we discussed other people's driving test fails.
Mm.
Absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Literally unbelievable?
Oh,
not
John,
literally
careful.
Unbelievable.
Be careful.
Not literally unbelievable. Literal police bag. It's one of those weeks where Will says one of them's a secret. Which
that's one of us, isn't it, John?
It's one of us.
Oh,
or it's someone we know. It's someone in our
family. I haven't been got yet. You've been got. It's got to be my turn, I think.
I've been got. There was a great one recently, a guy shopping his daughter. So I'm pleased we're finally getting that energy. It's not just people in the media. It's like actual people getting their families done. And we will... I'll tell you everything that's coming up on the show. What I mainly want now is just a mood of the nation. Because I will, don't get me wrong, if you all text in and say, actually, John, I've woken up this morning and I feel great and I think it's a great morning.
That's not being read out, is it?
Match that energy, but I feel like at the moment everyone feels the way we feel. There's probably a term for that when you just assume everyone feels the way you feel. There's probably on some sort of psychological test I can do, isn't it?
I think that's definitely in politics. That's a thing, right?
I feel like this, therefore I assume everyone does. Is that text? Okay. I've read the first half, and it's one of those I'm going to check the second half before I read it out on air.
Yeah.
Right, we've checked the message and we think it's all right, don't we?
You've started something here, John, haven't you?
Yeah, I was right. You can feel it. You feel that little crackle.
The minute you say to the nation, are you in a mood? They're like, right, yeah, we are.
Somebody somewhere now is in their kitchen with their family and they're just thinking, I'd rather be at work.
Yeah.
First. Oh, everyone's nice to me at work. At least we all pretend to like each other at work.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. There's no honesty at work.
So we read Toby's text. I was worried it would get us into trouble, but actually it's fine, isn't it?
Saying? No, it's fine what Toby... He said I had the annual row with the wife last night. The annual... You know what he means as well, don't you? You've got to clear the air once a year. You got to do it.
Yeah, but also I think annual's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Annuals, if you're really happy, I guess they're like the Olympics every 4 years.
Yeah.
If it's annual, that's fine.
That's pretty good. When you're having the hourly row with the missus. That's
if it's like a magazine subscription, one a month. Hourly, that's a problem. Unless that's what you're into. Some people like that.
But he says, I had the annual row with the wife last night. Definitely something in the air. So you're right. Yeah. Definitely still not being spoken to. Come on, Toby's wife. Come on, cut him some slack.
Well, we don't know what he did.
That's true. But he says he's currently getting more sense out of his spaniel.
Is it wrong? And we'll only get Toby's side because he's the only one listening. But is what I really want to know the specifics of the argument.
Yeah. So if Mrs. Toby is listening, let's hear your side of the story. That's what I say.
Yes. So please, Toby or your partner, do send in the full. If it's a long story, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I mean, don't leave any detail out.
Yeah, all of it.
I'll edit it down.
I'm always suspicious when somebody refers to the wife rather than my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
That tells you everything you need to know about that relationship, doesn't it, really?
Exactly. She's not talking to me.
The wife.
Anyway, bring it in. There may be context, Toby. This is when I knew we'd hit on something with the world being grumpy because we've had a very angry text about worm charming. And I think that's a sign that all is not right with the world today. So I am shocked. The International Worm Charming Festival happens in Black Alton Village in Devon. Ooh. This is the 40th year it's been going on. And it's better than that other second-rate world championships that you speak of which you speak, sir.
Sean, you can't have two world championships for things, can you? Which is the real one, John?
Yeah. Well, it's like the PDC and the BDO, isn't it? One's for, like, amateurs.
That's
and this
darts,
is...
by the way, for anyone who doesn't really... I know, because I read a book about darts.
You've read the book. Yeah. I feel like I've been slapped with a glove, the way that text is written. Better than that second-rate championship you speak of, sir. I'll show you my worms. 9 foot. As of course, you're always welcome at Guest of Honour. I can't be going to more than one, behave yourselves, I can't be going to more than one Worm Charming Festival a year. I will say that.
One's too many, really,
isn't
it?
I will go to one. I mean, Devon, it's appealing, isn't it?
But you live up north, don't you? So that's a hell of a trek.
Well, it is a schlep.
Nantwich is going to be easier. I tell you what, why don't you go to Nantwich and I'll go to Devon?
Well, we've got Selena versus Laura. The one thing that makes me think that maybe Selena's is the real one is Laura's message ends, bring cash for the official cheat. He loves a bribe.
So wow!
That to me says that's probably not the official one.
Yeah, that's a hooky worm charming championship. That's what that is.
I feel like we should just leave the microphones up today.
Honestly, if you could hear what's happening during the songs in this studio, what? I nearly went home just now because they're being so mean to each other and I'm in such a good mood.
It's the tension I'm talking about.
It's crackling in here.
But there's just a miss... You slightly mishear something in the way you ask. There was a point in there where you said, I want to go home. I came in such a good mood. My favourite bit of that was when Charlie just said to me, did you just call me Charlotte? And it was... I think all you meant was, oh, did you just call me Charlotte?
But it came out,
did you just call me my name? But I didn't. I called you Charlie.
Yeah.
I said, Charlie, how many times do I have to click? I'm still very thirsty. And somehow you took that the wrong way.
And you still don't have a cup of coffee,
do you? I'm still absolutely parched. I still think I have to go and do it myself. I did make the coffees this morning, didn't I?
You did actually, John, yeah. Although Charlie did have to walk with you to the kitchen so you didn't get lost. Yeah.
There was a point when I said, oh, is it this way? That wasn't a good moment for me, having been here a year. Anyway, there's a lot of tension out there. Toby hasn't been in touch yet with full details of the argument.
I imagine he's still typing it up.
I hope
it's going to take a while, isn't it?
With just index fingers hammering down on each key. Right, Jamie.
Yep.
Is travelling to Reading as we're going to watch The Bodyguard today.
The Bodyguard? What, the film?
The film from
the 90s. Came out about 30 years ago. You're a bit late, mate.
No wonder you're grumpy.
I knew Reddy was a bit behind.
You've got 30 years of cinema to catch up on. Yeah. I've only just got through E.T. That was traumatic.
Terrible news for you about Whitney Houston. I don't know.
Very tired as my two miniature Dachshunds woke me up at 4 a.m. barking out of the window and then standing in their pee on my bedroom floor. Well, you've made your choices.
Well, yeah,
it's
if you get Dachshunds, they're so cute, Dachshunds, but they're not very bright. My brother's got one, Benji. Hello, right. Benji. But...
He's... Did you just give a shout out to a dog?
I did, because he'll be listening.
He won't be listening. It's a dog.
My brother will be listening, and Benji right. will be there.
Will's lost it at that.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? There we go.
Well, I really hope there's a bloke called Benji listening.
He just turned on.
Just
at that
turned
moment.
On. I am. I think I'm a good boy, but how does she know?
Okay. What I'm saying is, he's a lovely dog, but he's a bit dim.
Yeah, well, it's worse for a Dachshund to be stood in their pee, because they're very low to the ground, aren't they? So there's not much between foot and belly, isn't there?
Basically, no, that's right.
They're half laying in it, if you're they honest.
Are. Oh, yeah, their belly's just wiping through it. Lovely. We've had a text from Matt in Lichfield.
Yes.
He said he woke up randomly at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Now lying here, not looking forward to a drive from Lichfield to London. I mean, that's nothing compared to what we've been driving
not
this week,
not what we've
is it,
done, the miles we've done. But just get started. If you've been up at five,
yeah,
just get on the
road.
Yeah,
get on the road. And irritated about work deadlines next week. Mm. Mate, it's the weekend. Let it go.
Yeah.
You've got to let that go. Don't ruin your weekend worrying about next week's work. He says, there was a silver lining to that black cloud as I'm picking the girlfriend, not my girlfriend. What is this with
the
these men?
The girlfriend, the wife.
Picking the girlfriend up on the way south from Matt in Lichfield.
Okay, good.
Well, there you go.
That explains why he couldn't just set off at five.
I suppose so. He'd just be waiting in London.
Just banging on the door. It's not as romantic as Love Actually, when you actually just bang on someone's door. I woke up at five, so they'll pick you up early. Okay, well, keep those coming in. We've got the I Love You Bot dedication coming next. And would you like to give any final messages to Benji?
Hello. Hello, it's a good boy. Sit. Good boy.
Oh, there's something in radio for dogs, isn't there? Oh,
there is. Let's do it. Somebody write that down.
Confused. I really hope there's this guy called Benji sitting in his kitchen now. Doesn't realise he's turned his radio on. I will sit, missus. I will sit. I just made a very unbecoming noise.
John, the producer Will, who I haven't called a drunken chimp once this morning, but well, I have now, just said 10 seconds, at which point John put a banana in his mouth.
Not a full banana.
Who's the actual chimp?
It sounded like
in this
I put
room,
a whole
right?
unpeeled banana inside on. I had one bit left and I thought I had time. But, then I dropped my pen and I went, oh! It sounded like a sort of Coronation Street character who's just been insulted in the pub.
It is very unprofessional in here this morning.
It's all over the shop, isn't it?
Really
let's be
is.
Honest. But, that's
what
we do, isn't it?
That's what we want, though, isn't it?
That's what we do.
Want.
There are other stations if you want competence.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting shaken.
Hang on, the phone's ringing. I think that's the big
sorry.
Boss.
Charlie, what do you want me to say? I'm obliged to point out that there are many competent presenters at Absolute Radio. Yeah?
Yes, that's
we're
it.
Just not two
it's
of
just
us.
It's just not us.
It's just not us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Toby's been back in touch about the argument.
Ooh, exactly, with the wife.
With the wife. Unfortunately, nothing exciting, but escalated about nothing. Those are the good ones,
I don't
they?
Believe that, Toby. Toby says it escalated about nothing. I still want to hear the
wife's
again,
I don't want to keep
version.
On at you, but why did it escalate? What was the point at which it escalated?
When did all the old wounds start to open? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
There was a point at which it was about nothing, and then somebody tutted, or somebody looked the wrong way.
What? Yeah. You've got something to say, just say it.
Yeah, this was never an issue with my last partner.
Woof!
That's why it escalated.
There it goes.
You can't just say it escalated. Anyway, Toby, I don't want to take up your whole Saturday morning, so I'll release you now. If you do want to tell me why you think it escalated, that would be great. He said red wine didn't help. Now lost the spaniel to the wife, who's still in bed.
Come on, the wife. Come on.
But a text from Dave in Wigan, which I really like. He's sort of postponing his grumpy mood for tomorrow. He said, I've woken up in a great mood because it's the Rugby League Grand Final, Wigan versus Hull KR. Come on, the Cherry and Whites. Obviously, tomorrow I'll be grumpy if we lose. So that's lovely. He's penciled
it
in.
Oh, Wigan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good luck, Wigan, not Hull.
And Hull.
Picked a team? Oh, you picked a team because of Dave?
Because it's Dave's team.
Fair enough. All right. You'll get a lot of messages from Hull now.
Will I?
Oh, what's wrong with KR?
Do I look like I know anything about rugby league?
No.
I don't know. Should I?
I said a real that was like, are you looking at my girlfriend then? which answer gets me into the least trouble? Do I look like I know about rugby league? Yes.
Yes, oh, yes, you do.
How dare you? Anyway, this is the time when we give one shout out a week. We'll dedicate a tune to somebody, but only if you're slightly mean about them. If you want to do it, oh, it's my nan's 99th birthday.
It's my Auntie Jenny's 80th birthday. Not today. I'm going to an afternoon tea
not
this
bothered,
afternoon.
Mate.
Not
no,
bothered, no. Sorry, Auntie Jenny, I tried.
Yeah, I would have let you have one, but unfortunately, you gave it to a Dashun that is not listening to the show. And that's something you need to discuss with Auntie Jenny, I think. Did you mention me on the radio? No, I went for a dog, actually. I told it to sit down in the kitchen. So anyway, you can get a shout out and you can be nice for a little bit, but then I really want to hear something that really winds you up about the person. It's called I Love You But, and this week it comes from Ellie.
Morning, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to give it to my rapper, Henry. Henry, thanks for always being there for me and everything, but can you please stop rewriting history to make me look like the bad guy? Every time you go on holiday and you pick a restaurant or a bar or somewhere to go, and if it ends up being rubbish, you cannot turn around and say, Ellie, why did you pick this place? It's awful. It drives me mad. You're literally rewriting history, and that's not what happened. Please, can you just start admitting your mistakes? Thanks.
Did you get on edge then when there was a literally?
There was a literally that we need to talk about. That whole thing I want to talk about, yeah. That idea of somebody not making a choice and then criticising the choice you made. The big news for me is that at the very beginning of that, I thought she said my rabbit, Henry. And then... when she started talking about going to restaurants, I was like, whoa, this should have been picked up by the production team, surely.
Imagine as well just having something negative to say about your rabbit.
Yeah. Henry, when I take you for dinner, you always want carrots. Yeah. Well, maybe I wanted to go to Oaxaca. Anyway, so... Ellie,
I'm laughing, but I bet you've taken Leaf out for dinner.
I would take Leaf out for dinner if I didn't think it would get papped. It's the relationship everybody's
Will's
talking about.
Did you notice Will's trigger finger got a little bit itchy then, but he didn't do it. He didn't press it.
Daddy's in the big chair today and it's not getting pressed. Anyway, Henry, this is... Oh, no.
Will and Charlie don't like it when John refers to himself as Daddy.
Yeah, they do. They love it.
Yeah. That's the gang.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Happy Saturday is what I usually say here, but it's the question mark today, isn't it?
I'm having a happy Saturday.
You're having
I'm the only happy one in this studio right now, and I am not going to get beaten down by you three.
I'm grumpy as I've had to get up super early to take my daughter Roshi into a regional karate tournament. So there you go. That's the vibe.
I thought you were. I was like, have you got a daughter I didn't know about?
No, yeah.
You're reading a text, got you. Yes.
Her first as a brown belt. Wish her luck.
Oh, good luck. Roisin.
Gemma says, I didn't wake up in a bad mood, but I am now.
Because you've been listening to you.
Well, that's usually the way it goes. But luckily, this one goes in a different way. Up at 7, walking gear on to take my beagle on a big hike.
Oh, I love a beagle.
After 2 minutes, snaffled an apple and refused to walk any further as he wanted to take it home to eat.
Good boy.
I love that.
That's right.
This is a good apple. This isn't a street apple.
Yeah.
This is an in my bed apple.
I've got what I came for.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
Go home.
Snaffled and out. Who's leaving apples? It must, maybe it's a country and it's.
Oh, it just fell off a tree,
windfall.
John. That's where apples come from.
Never. Not in this day and age. They come in plastic bags from supermarket. Right, call me, text me. Let's discuss pesticides. 8/12/15. I just want you to know I can do it. If I want to, I can do it. I choose to be flippant and throw away. That's the path I've chosen. But I could resolve all these issues.
What
the reason
a choice
they don't let me do those shows is I'd fix it.
Oh, and then they wouldn't have shows anymore.
Within an hour, all the other DJs would be like, oh, he solved litter. What are we going to talk about now? I was going to talk about chewing gum. He's fixed it. Oh. Thanks, mate. Anyway, that's my smugness. It's the time of the week when I just puncture some of the smugness that's around. You listen to the other stations. I've heard them. It's all like, oh, well done on that. And, oh, well, are you getting married? Are
give
you?
Good luck with that. People rounds of applause in the studio.
Yeah, a lot of that. We don't do that kind of thing, do we? Oh, I can't find it. There it is.
You forced us to do that and record it.
So
right back at the beginning of this show.
I did.
Do you remember?
I did. Well, how hurtful it must be, Will, to have something used against you. I filmed a video of Leaf this week. I remembered when you were talking
about
it.
Did you?
Yeah. I filmed them now in absolute silence, just so you know, which is creepier in my house. I'm basically just filming a hamster against its will.
Should we explain that there's a little video of John feeding his hamster Leaf? And
don't you reach around. I can see you thinking about it.
On the video, it had an audio element, and because this is an audio medium, Will, the producer, played it out and won't stop playing it every time John mentions his hamster.
It every time anyone mentions hamsters.
And I've got a feeling that he's about to press the button now.
He's about to press the button, isn't he? He's looking for it. He's found it.
Like spinning.
There we go. I'll just fade it down.
John is riding the desk today. You're not going to hear it, I'm afraid.
I'm going to be mean to you, just to warm up for when I'm mean to somebody who listens who's done something smug.
Yeah.
So you tell me what you're smug about. You're very excited, you said.
I am excited about my smugness today, John, because I think I mentioned before on the show, so I've just moved house and I've got a garden for the first time, and I've got a little bit of hyper-focus on my garden. I'm really excited about it. And there was an old tomato plant in the garden that I thought was beyond redemption. And this week, it got two tomatoes on it. Now, John, I know Kerry often talks about the tomatoes that she grows, and you get upset because she never brings you in any of her tomatoes.
A glut of tomatoes.
Well, John, I only got two tomatoes, but I brought one of them in for you.
Joking me.
So that's one of my two tomatoes on my tomato plant. That you can have that. You can eat it, John, if you like.
Can I just say, what a lovely little Tupperware as well.
It's in a little Tupperware box, so I didn't squish it in my bag.
It makes me feel big.
That's a full-size lunchbox, John.
No, it's got a slight... Well, how would you describe that?
Dent.
It's split, hasn't it?
It's split on the... a bit, but that's only happened in transit.
Is it?
Yeah, I promise.
Sure?
It came off the thing fine.
Have we been washed?
It's been washed. John's just sniffed the tomato, if you're wondering what that silence was.
I think that's a radio first, isn't it? That's
somebody
the first
sniffing
time
a tomato
somebody's
on
ever sniffed a tomato on a show. I'm going to eat it off, Mike, just in case there's any explosion. I mean, there won't be, because obviously all the pressure's been released when it's split.
Yes, sorry, that was a transit
if
problem.
If this come at me in a restaurant, I wouldn't be
would
touching
that. Would you send it
back? Oh, I tell you what, who do you think I am? I'm very grateful.
Are you?
You just have to fill while I eat
it's not just me trying to get one up on Kerry, I promise, that she's had gluts of tomatoes and hasn't brought you any. I had two and I brought you one of them. How is it, John? You look a bit upset. Is it all right? The other one was fine.
It's very soft.
Yeah.
There's a tartness there.
Right, okay.
But it's nice. It's a very tough skin.
Oh, was it a tough skin?
It was a very tough skin, but I admire that in a tomato, because I admire that in people.
Yeah, that's like thick-skinned.
And generally, the fact that you only got two and you brought me one, and I don't think you're lying. I don't think you're
lying. I had the other one.
So your husband hasn't had
one of the tomatoes? My husband hasn't had one, no. Okay. I said, don't eat that, that's for John.
Oh, okay, well, what can I
possibly
say?
I put it in the fridge, in the tub, and went, don't eat that tomato, that's for John.
What can I possibly say other than thank you? Other than it wasn't very nice and it was Mary has texted the show, Absolute Radio, to say...
Yes.
Maybe the tomato didn't very nice taste very nice because it was a good tomato, and instead of eating it in the studio, I should have beagle style taken it home to enjoy in bed.
Oh, that's a really good point.
I didn't respect the tomato well enough.
Yeah.
So I apologise.
You've got to learn from the beagles.
Do you know what? Actually, I regret saying it. My nan always used to say money makers. If you want a nice tomato that doesn't have a tough skin, she didn't like a tough skin.
Right.
She said, get your money makers in. That's a... What? as a kind of tomato.
Okay, fine. Because your moneymaker means something else where I come from, but let's not go down that street. Good.
Now, we're going to open up the smugness now. We've sort of changed this slightly, so you can nominate someone you think has been smug, and I'll bring them down.
Right.
So this one comes in from Maisie.
Hi, John. I have someone I would like for you to bring down in your Saturday smugness this week. And it has to be Taylor Swift. And oof. I think her new album is okay. I think it's fine. But there's just too much smuggery coming from her. I'm just finding it too much. She even said in this interview that I saw that she has such an eye on legacy when making music and said, I know what I made and I know I adore it. And I just think that's really smug and annoying. Mm-hmm. And I think she just needs to be taken down. That's my opinion, really. Do your worst. This is Maisie, by the way, in Chichester.
Thing is it smug or is she just American? Because they're just they're just better at, you know, being honest about the, how, you know, if they've done something well, and us Brits, we just can't do it.
No, but I don't know. I don't like, there's something about that saying that's the best I can do, I hope people enjoy it, and there's something to say, I know what I've done. If I said that, I'd sound like a dog that had had an accident.
Yeah.
I know what I've done.
Yeah. And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry. I've got that wrinkled brow face. Look, I got excited when you got home. I've been in all day.
I've got a really nice apple I found outside.
Excuses for it. But the legacy thing as well is...
You don't get to decide on your legacy.
That's exactly it, I agree with,
because that is for the universe to decide what your legacy is.
The thing I have an issue with Taylor Swift about, it's not necessarily the music, because it's not for me.
No, exactly.
So it's
and
not
I quite
for
like
me.
Some of the tunes. I don't mind them.
I've heard a few bits of it, and it's all good stuff, isn't
Shake
it?
Shake It Off, great song.
What you're not allowed to do... Is get married and be happy. That's the thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
What's that
I see
all
what
about?
She's done.
I don't mind being an international pop star and all do that, get your millions and, you know, transform country music and all that. But if you're going to get married and get happy, then go away.
Yeah, then you're done.
Yeah, you can't have both.
You're done in the
art. You can't have both.
I can remember when I met my husband 12 years ago, whenever it was, and we sort of started going out and I was really happy. I remember my agent saying to me, oh God.
There we go.
Is this going to be the end of your comedy
career? Absolutely. You're finished. And now look. Bang wrong. So I don't know. The problem I really have is what can I say about Taylor Swift that is going to have any... Nobody cares what I think.
Well, Taylor Swift certainly doesn't.
She certainly doesn't care. I really enjoyed seeing the people who got up at 4 a.m. to have parties to listen to the album when it came out.
Was that a thing that happened?
Yeah, so people they all got their Taylor Swift outfits on and they went to hired venues, and as soon as the album came available, because I think that's like sport and music.
Yeah.
Sometimes people think they're different, but I think if you like that, then you like sport, because that's that feeling of that thing, we're all doing this thing together and we don't know
it's
what it's going to be like.
It's tribal, isn't it? It's that, yeah.
I love seeing they were all on the news saying, I think it's great, I love it.
It sort of doesn't matter if it isn't.
No, you were going to like it anyway.
Yeah.
So it will end badly.
Right.
You know, that's all we need to say about Taylor Swift, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
You can't be successful and happy forever. So either the marriage will end or the music will stop being good. No? Charlie's shaking her head?
Well,
what do you think? She can't be, you can't have both forever.
I'm trying to think of an example of someone who's, completed the cycle in a positive way.
If the marriage is working, you can't be off on a global tour. So you've got to pick a team. You've got to pick a team. And I look forward to seeing it play out.
What I love about you, John, no bitterness at all.
I'm absolutely fine. Well, there is still some residual from that tomato. But apart from that, I think I might have worked out the point at which I got slightly grumpy this week.
Oh, have you've gone to the root cause?
Well, I was publicly criticised this week.
Were you?
In the media. Yeah, it made news headlines.
Who did it? Who do I need to go and have a word with?
Thomas Tuchel.
Ooh.
Tommy Tuchs, the England manager.
What, personally attacked you?
Well, not directly.
Right.
I was watching 8 out of 10 hits countdown. Awful. He didn't say that. I went to the England game on Thursday night.
Oh, was there an England game on Thursday night?
There was an England game Thursday night.
Who were we playing?
Our boys, we were taking on Wales. Big game.
Oh, Grudge did we match. Win?
We did win.
Right.
This is the issue, right?
Right.
So, I'm a Leeds fan.
Yeah.
So, the basically the back core of the Wales team are all Leeds players.
Ah, okay.
The beautiful Carl Darlow, the heroic Joe Rodon, and the quite frankly magnificent Ethan Ampadu.
So who are you supporting?
Well, I'm supporting England, obviously. Yeah. But also I don't want those players to be upset. Yeah. I don't want them coming back to Leeds in tears. So England are 3-0 up after 20 minutes.
Right.
So I think that'll do now. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. And then that's what happened in the game. The game sort of settled into a rhythm. And it's quite nice and England friendly.
Mm.
Everyone has seen the documentary or heard about Euro 2020 final when it was people vaulting over and it was very angry.
Right, yeah.
A friendly is mostly families. It's people who might not go to a full England game.
Nice.
But they like the atmosphere. So there's not as much singing because there's
not as much
angriness. Yeah. Apart from a few of the away fans. Anyway, Tommy Tuks the next morning on the radio says the atmosphere was terrible. He said, what do we have to do to get some noise out of these fans? And I was thinking, I was
there.
That was me.
Ooh.
And I felt very upset about that.
Is he a German man?
He is a German man. Did you get that from my impression?
No.
No.
I got it from his name.
Okay. Thomas?
No, the last name.
Tuchel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Tuchel a German word?
It sounds quite Teutonic.
It does the way I say it.
Yeah. Tommy Tuchel.
Yeah, yes. And I like, you know, I've got no problem with him. He's going to start criticising me. What does he want me to do? Scream apropos of nothing?
Was it quite quiet? Were they?
It was quiet, but it wasn't full. It was a Thursday night and it's a friendly. So,
right.
Like, nobody wants to get hurt.
Where was it?
In the team, I mean. It was at Wembley.
Wembley.
You know Wembley.
I know Wembley.
You know England.
I know of Wembley, yeah.
It's not like football, but I'm explaining these things to you for the first time. Anyway, it really upset me. I felt personally got at.
Oh, that. Well, if Tommy Tuchel is listening, maybe he can explain himself.
Yeah, he could actually. Yeah, I was saving it for the big games, mate.
Yeah.
I'll be there when it matters.
Tommy, erklären Sie.
Oh, go on.
Explain yourself.
Oh, that was good, that. Do some more German, mate. I liked that.
Warum? Warum muss ich Deutsch sprechen auf?
Are we all right, Will?
Sagen.
This could be the point at which she's... I don't know what she's saying. Yeah. I realise I've lost control. So the literal police is coming up.
Ooh.
That's where we just try and help the nation's grammar, really.
I'm a bit nervous about this one.
Yeah, there's something going
on that Charlie and Will aren't telling us about.
They've got secrets.
So,
but we have had a text from Marco in Chester.
Oh, yeah.
It says, hey, gang.
Nice.
Are you happy for them to refer to you as a gang?
Yeah, it's just when you do it, it's weird.
I'm not allowed. I've tried colleagues. You didn't like that either.
Associates?
Friends?
Oh, come on.
Okay. people who are also here.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah? All right. It's John Richardson here with some other people. See, that sounds dismissive. Sounds like I don't know you. Anyway, Marco says, hey, gang, are people that use totally in a sentence... like they think they're a dude. As bad as those that use literally incorrectly, but then goes on to say, I am guilty of this.
I'm guilty of it as well, Marco. I can hear myself, you know when you hear yourself say it, you're saying that too much. Totally and absolutely, I say too much. Although on this station, I think that's allowed.
I don't know if I'm saying absolutely more since we started here, if I just notice it now.
I think maybe that's what it is. It's just that the word absolute is around us everywhere here, so it just...
Everyone's got a word, I think, for emphasised agreement.
Mm.
Like 100%, I'd probably say.
Oh, I do. 100% and totally.
Not 110%.
No, never.
Never.
No, because we understand maths.
Never. Not possible.
Oh, your finger's waggling there.
I know, I'm leaving it there.
Proper. It's really quite creepy.
I've done the sort of windscreen wiper movement on the index finger.
Proper waggly.
Really teachery, isn't it? When you don't say anything, you just hold it up.
I don't know. He does one series of Waterloo Road.
Well, I had my first recognition from Waterloo Road
really?
Last week. I was at I'd been at the water park at Alton Towers, and I walked past a guy, and he went, "It's Darius."
After how many years have you been on television as John Richardson?
Yeah, well, the
one
worst thing was
of Waterloo Road.
The worst thing was as well because I said, "Oh, you've done well to recognise me there." Because then, obviously, we were at the water park. I said, "I look different, wet," and I thought, "What?" That, Charlie, is one of the stupidest things I've ever said to anyone. Rocktober on Absolute Radio.
You like to rock, don't you, John?
Oh, just constantly. To the point where I don't feel the need to sort of talk about it on air.
Yeah.
Because it's so clear I'm rocking out 24/7. That's why I do like nerdy features about grammar. Because I think it's just so
clear. It's ironic.
If I talked about rock, it would make everyone else look insincere. Like they were trying to sort of copy what I was doing.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I'm having it.
That cardigan is very rock and roll.
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's autumnal, isn't it? I've gone to my autumnal.
It's a nice colour. I don't know how you describe that colour.
I love autumn. I love the death of everything. Right. It's time for the literal police, where we invite you to be our bobbies on the beat and tell us if you hear somebody who's used the word literally incorrectly. We've got two nominations this week, and the first comes in from Glenn.
Hi, John. I've witnessed a crime of the literal sort. The accused is a certain colleague of Darius Donovan. On Tuesday's first episode of Waterloo Road, Coral Walker, when leaving school that day, said her return to school after her maternity leave was a literal nightmare. I think this needs investigating, as I'm pretty sure she wasn't asleep at the time, so I couldn't have been having an actual nightmare. Surely deserves to go to the literal prison. Happy investigating, Special Constable Glenn of the Literal Police Force. Tatwood Branch.
First, Glenn's accent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like happy investigating.
Yes.
I'm going to use that outside of the literal police.
Something about a Midlands accent that's really... I mean this. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I've thought this through.
I'm not mucking about it.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
I've been up all night thinking about this.
That's right.
Do you want to hear the thing? I mean, any excuse to promote the show.
Of course.
I'm not sure why we're paying these nurseries if that's all it takes for a panic.
Well, better safe than sorry. Did Mummy smash it today? Oh, well, that bad.
It's been a literal nightmare.
Oh, she really hammers it home as well.
Yeah, now there is, of course, I don't see any of the scenes I'm not in.
Right, of course. You've not watched it all?
They stopped me turning up when I'm not in it. They said it was weird and it was putting other people off. So there is, of course, artistic license.
Yeah. Is it a crime when you're just reading a script that someone else has written? That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, on the specifics, if I may, it's perfectly conceivable she has had a nightmare about going back to school.
Yeah.
Because school is a prominent feature of nightmares.
Yeah, absolutely. I turn 50 next year, John, and I still have A-level anxiety dreams.
Yeah, I haven't.
And it's always physics. I never did physics A-level.
But they're worth it for waking up and realising, oh, I never have to do that again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got my A-level results.
You can't get
it's
me
fine.
Now. So am I all right to let Coral go free?
I think so, because I don't think... Well, Coral doesn't exist, so yes.
The other thing is as well...
someone imagine me in prison.
As Darius, I know what's coming for the people of that school. So let me just say... she's got worse coming. So just let's let her use her grammar however she likes. Now, this one, is this the secret one, Will, that you've kept secret?
John and I don't know what this is.
It just says, nervous. We have a report from Judith about a fellow officer.
Oh, God.
Hi, John. It really pains me to do this, but I need to report an offence, and it comes from a fellow literal police officer. 2 weeks ago on this very show, someone claimed that Leif the hamster could do literally anything. I can't imagine Leif popping to the shops or doing a parachute jump. The officer in question is Officer Barnes. I'll leave this with you, and thanks a lot. Love, Judith.
Judith, I mean, wonderful work, Judith.
I don't remember.
How did I miss that?
You were sitting next to me and you let a literal offence slide, which means I think you should join me in prison if that's what happens.
Are you going to be all right listening back to this?
Come
I'm going
on,
to play it.
Just get it over with. I bet she's dying to write to all her little hamster brothers and sisters and go, you won't believe where I've ended up. I don't know where you're living, but I have struck gold here.
Oh, I hope so. Oh. And I bit him. I feel really bad about it.
I thought he was a rose petal. Bought me a sand bath. I can literally do anything and he'll just keep spoiling me.
No, he's a mug.
I think that's all right.
Hearing it back, I thought in the context of he can do literally anything, I thought you'd said like he could fly a plane or cartwheel or something, which she can't.
No. But in the context...
I'm not criticising her, she is listening.
Yeah. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl, Lee? Who's a good girl?
She likes spinach.
Do you like spinach? You like that, don't you?
I think what you're saying is that there is nothing Leif could do to me that would stop me showering her with spinach and mealworms.
Exactly.
And I think you're right.
I think I'm in the clear.
It's disappointing though, isn't it? It's going to leave a sour taste in the mouth, not just the tomato.
Hey, but,
that's two nominations and two people walking free.
Wow.
But I always think when we have a week like this, just proves that our work is taking hold. Yeah. We're having an effect. People are hearing the literal.
Yeah. And yeah. Well done. You know, Judith, I take it, like, you were right to bring it to our attention.
Yes, thank you, Judith.
These things have to be investigated.
Thanks, Judith. Thanks, Glenn.
But I do think, I'm right to be acquitted there.
News that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been in the news coming up on Absolute Radio.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where we were talking about Wordle.
We were.
There's no two ways about that. We were just having a lovely old chat about Wordle.
So rock and roll. Is it Rocktober?
I'm supposed to say it's Rocktober on Absolute Radio. How can you? It's always Wordletober.
Yes. Oh, dearie me.
And I'll tell you why.
Will's got his head in his hands right now.
Anyone who's been here from the beginning will have heard a lot of mockery of Will for Crisp Gate. And coming in very late on a Wordle that was perhaps not the most difficult.
Yeah.
And you've bested all of us this week on the Wordle. And we were congratulating you because we've been a little bit feisty this morning, haven't we?
We have.
It's been a bit of spice.
And Will's copped some grief from us the last few weeks.
Yeah.
The drunken chimp thing.
Yeah. Would you like to apologise to him for that?
No, because it was a joke that's been taken out of context. And
by some listeners and a newspaper.
We were doing a story about drunken chimps. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I can't even remember how it happened now, but I made reference to Will being a drunken chimp. But it was funny in the moment, and then when I was away last week...
It was funnier when I kept repeating it when you weren't here to defend yourself.
Exactly that. And you basically grasped me up to Will, told him that I'd called him a drunken chimp, with no context, by the way.
I stitched you right up.
You did stitch me right up. And so now Will thinks that I did it out of some sort of mean spirit.
I know. And another reason why there's just been a little bit of tension. A lovely bit of tension today.
Here.
It's the time when we do the news that wasn't in the news, that could, would, or should have been in the news.
Yes, it is.
Have you got a story?
I have got a story. I love this. This is a man called Andrew Bellamy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former airport worker. And what he did, he's into Thunderbirds, like little boy. Were you into Thunderbirds when you were a kid?
No.
My brother was, but he's a bit younger than you, so it might be.
Oh, is he? Oh, well done, mate.
I feel he's 12 years younger than me.
Why don't you get him in to stand next to me and we can all laugh at how he's younger than me?
This is my brother.
What's the point of saying that?
My brother Phil, or as he's also known, Benji's dad.
How tall is he?
What?
How tall is he? Can he drive?
Taller than you.
Did he pass
really
his driving test first
well.
Time? I tried to lob Giant from Gladiators at paddle this week.
How did that
the guy's go? About 7 foot tall.
Is there a video of that?
I just presented it to him on a platter. Would you like to smash it back in my face? Right.
Anyway.
Go on, this guy who's into Thunderbirds.
So he's into Thunderbirds. And so he bid on a model of, I think it's Thunderbird 3. Mm-hmm. And he had to go and collect it from Blackpool.
Right.
And it turned out that he thought he'd bought this model, but didn't really bother checking. But it was like a full size.
Oh, like a rocket.
Like a rocket. So not an actual rocket, John. Thunderbirds aren't real. I don't know how to tell you this.
Blackpool's real, though. Make a weekend of it.
So it was this Thunderbird 3, which belonged to Eastern Airways, and they have
that. That would have been my clue when I was bidding.
Right, you'd think, wouldn't
Who's
you?
Who's got this little replica? Oh, an airway company. Okay, fine.
Well, it measures 60 feet and was a well-known local landmark. But, you know, I can...
So that's taller than me and better known in the area I grew up in as well. This has been a hard link for me.
I can identify with this a little bit because I bought on eBay, these cups and saucers. I really like sort of mid-century pottery, right? And mm-hmm. I've got a little display in a little... And I found these gorgeous little cups and saucers that were really unusual. And I bought them and they turned up and they were like doll. They were tiny little.
That's easier to deal with
ones.
That way around.
Yeah. And so they're just useless. But
You could have a doll's party.
I could have a doll's party.
You're never too old for a dolly tea party.
You are, John.
Are you?
I definitely am.
What age is the cutoff?
About 7.
Right. There you go. If you've got an 8-year-old still playing with teddies, have a word. I've still got teddies on my bed.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got a little Leeds United teddy and a little doggy.
And do you put them back every morning you make your bed and put the teddies
reset
back?
Reset them, yeah, either side of the pillows.
And you're single.
They soak up the tears because they're quite porous, so they soak up the tears. We're talking about settling debates. I have a new story that is all about settling a debate. in a way that doesn't actually settle a debate. This is about a lot of things.
Okay.
It's about the way that these stories are branded. It's clickbait, basically.
It is clickbait. I know which story you're talking about. It made me angry.
Butcher settles debate.
No, he doesn't.
That's already a... Yeah, no, he doesn't have the...
Who gave him the authority?
The debate is over brown sauce or ketchup, basically, on a bacon sandwich. It's one of the great dividing debates of our time. But
it's
what
not...
is better on a bacon sandwich? Tomato ketchup or brown sauce?
Doesn't matter. Have what you like.
Exactly. Do you know what? Sometimes I have either.
Yeah.
I've been known to have both.
At the same time?
I'll have red and brown.
No, that's wrong.
I'll have red, brown and mustard.
Oh,
it's going in my mouth, not yours, all right? So you can have whatever you like.
Yeah.
And the idea that you have to pick forever is ludicrous.
I sometimes have mayo on a bacon sandwich.
Okay,
instead
that,
of, like, or, what?
Yeah. Why don't you just move to the continent, mate? What? Why do you hate this country? Do you want to say now why you hate the country? Anyway, Richard Turner... from a butchery that I'm not going to name.
No.
Because I don't need to. Do I need to?
What I don't understand about this story is it's not even like there's been a survey.
No.
Or that, you know, that there's somebody who's... he's just a butcher.
Well, it's just... it's to suck people like me in and it works. Because I click on it and I read it.
On national radio.
Ooh, I wonder what the answer is. And there isn't an answer.
No.
But then... his quote is, there's no clear answer, really.
So like, what a story.
He hasn't even done it. The whole point is that I'm going to tell you, I understand meat, so I'm going to tell you what goes best with it. I'd have read that with interest. If a chef says, well, actually, because of the notes in the bacon and
that's
the smokiness, you need
yeah.
a bit of the spice from the brown sauce or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's just a guy advertising his company going, yeah, not sure really what he like.
Yeah.
Not bothered. How do you get these?
I mean, he's right, but how's that a story?
Well, I want to understand how it happens, because what happens when you get something that you have to promote, you've got to do PR, and you've got to do 10 interviews, and there's what I call the Margulies technique, where you do one interview and say something so horrific that you end up on every establishment, and you don't have to do any others. But it's such a fine line, doing something that gets you the press without you getting cancelled, or you
that,
go
I
too far.
I don't want to tread that line.
Yeah, but that, how has he got in so many newspapers just saying, I mean, have what you want, on your sandwich.
Yeah.
And yet I'm
and
out
by the way, buy my meat.
Doing these tedious interviews all the time. Well, you know, people enjoy it and it's just a privilege to be working. All that stuff that I say that I think. Why not I just...
Although, as somebody who's currently on tour, tickets available, this is my PR.
There you go. Well, then you've got your press for saying something that is that will upset everyone in the country about sandwiches.
Yeah,
mayonnaise
there
on a bacon
you go.
Sandwich. That bit. Barnes in shock revelation.
Come to her tour, she'll explain all.
Absolute listener stupefied.
Theatre near you.
Well, the switchboards have lit up,
haven't they? Sourcegate.
Sourcegate.
Ooh,
this is exactly the point.
Something here.
I was trying to do a story about why has this become a story and actually put it out and everyone goes, I'll tell you what I have at my sandwich.
Yeah. Although it's quite interesting because it's quite varied things. It's not just about brown sauce and tomato
Well, Dan
ketchup,
the Fencer was straight on. Dan the Fencer replied so quickly that I feel like he had his phone in his hands waiting for somebody to have this conversation on air.
Yeah,
like
he's been dying to tell people
He's been
this.
Flicking across stations all morning. Like, I just want somebody to talk about sandwiches. Salad cream all the way. I have salad cream on every type of breakfast.
Oh, what, cornflakes?
Oh, yeah, surely. Yeah, surely yeah. not conflict. Yeah, actually.
At least he didn't say literally, I suppose. But
no. But, well, he does end with it's the future.
And I do love salad cream, but it's not the future. It's been around longer than I have.
It's the past.
It's the past.
And nothing
we're
wrong
clinging
with liking
on to
a taste of the past.
Yeah.
It's
Sunday tea time, isn't it, salad cream? We've rolled up ham and
there's a snobbery about
lettuce.
It. It's just working class hollandaise.
Yeah,
that's all
exactly.
it is. Working class hollandaise.
I love it.
And
I will and salad cream.
I'll go to
thing.
The grave saying that.
You will if you eat too much salad cream.
That's my question time moment when that clip goes viral. There's a lot of people. Can we just ask the minister? Yeah. Why? I bet you eat hollandaise, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. All right. No applause. No. Damn it. Nick's been in touch.
Reggae sauce on a bacon sandwich.
Yeah,
that works for me.
I think any spice. I'd go with any spicy sauce.
I have barbecue sauce on it. My husband gets upset because I put barbecue sauce on fish and chips. Is that wrong?
Is he wrong or are you wrong?
I think I'm right.
No.
Well, I like it. Like, I'd so where's the problem? You all shake it. What?
I'd be amazed if anyone backed you up on that.
Really?
Yeah, because again,
sauce tastes nice, and fish and chips.
Well,
nice.
Again, you're attacking the institutions on which this country is built.
Right.
So we've all agreed that fish and chips is part of who we are.
Yes.
There is, you know, you might have some tartar sauce on the side.
Tartar sauce.
You might have a pickle and you might have some mushy peas.
Yeah.
When you say you put it on, do you like...
I do a big blob on the side and dip.
Mm, well, okay, that's fine. You said you put it on. I was picturing like you just absolutely soiling
the dish. I might do it over the chips. I'll do it all over the chips, then I'll dip the fish in it.
Mm, fish in barbecue sauce.
You put fish on a barbecue?
I don't think. I'm going to need some time to think about that. You would put fish on a barbecue, therefore you would have barbecue sauce on fish. It feels like a riddle.
What? In that case, how is curry sauce all right with fish and chips?
Oh, no, I'm losing. Oh, I can feel it. Because I do like curry sauce with chips.
Because I like curry sauce with fish and chips.
But I don't think curry sauce is all right with fish and chips. I think it's all right with chips.
But lots of people have curry sauce with their fish and chips.
Oh, no.
Including me. I like curry sauce with fish and chips, but I also like barbecue sauce with fish and chips.
This has been a really interesting few links to me. Mm. Because this is the problem with my existence. And now I'm going
back... Oh, John, where do we start?
Well, even that sense. Now I'm going back to when I started this by saying that the answer with these things is always you can have what you want.
Right,
and then
that's
I find myself immediately disagreeing with you about barbecue sauce on fish just because I don't like it. But if you like it because you don't like this country and what it stands for, that's fine. You can have whatever you like.
Yeah.
But you might, but that feels like something they do in Texas.
I don't think they have fish and chips in Texas, do they?
Yeah, I put it on a barbecue. I don't think barbecue sauce tastes like a barbecue, though.
Can I just say that's really spooky what you've just said? Because we've literally just had a text come in while you were speaking that says, I sprinkle Texas Steakhouse seasoning on my bacon before it goes under the grill and then have a bacon sarnie in a brioche bun.
Who's this, Tom
with
Kerridge?
With maple syrup. Nuff said.
No.
Mark him where. Okay. Maple goes with bacon. I've got Canadian family, so I'm allowed maple with my bacon.
Get them round here.
You wagged your finger at me again then, John.
No, I wagged my finger over. I wagged my finger over there. I get a hot finger when I'm broadcasting. All right. I need to get some air on it. The one thing I will say, and let's draw a line on this now and say everyone can have what they want, no sweet and savoury.
You are so wrong. We are coming back to this.
You can't win. You can't win.
You can't win, can you, John?
Alan in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Well,
you started doing the accent then you bottled it.
That was the sound of it crunching into
strange.
Reverse.
Yeah.
It's John, no vegetarian. Vegan. Turned into Kevin Bridges. And what way does John decide? I deliberately didn't say vegan bacon because if you say vegan bacon, you get 50 texts saying, yeah, we know you're vegan, mate. You always bang on about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you say bacon, you get people going,
aren't you vegan?
So he loves his bacon, does he? But there are some very good... No, that's a lie. There are some bacon alternatives.
There are.
I'm not going to say they're very good. Some of them are good.
Yeah, some are better than others.
Some are horrific.
Some are like eating cardboard.
But if you put some lettuce, tomato on there, I like a bit of mint sauce on mine.
I hope you were joking there.
I did just say that to wind you up. Didn't it work? But I do like
bacon. So basically what you're saying is you put enough stuff in there that you can't taste the fake bacon, then it's all right.
The problem, I can't name the brand, but one of them is lovely. It has the texture and it has the sweetness.
Nice.
Some of them are awful. And if you cook them for anything more than 3 seconds, it'd be like that tomato you gave me.
Bitter like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I was a teenager, I was vegetarian, and but in those days you couldn't get veggie burgers. No one did veggie burgers. So I used to go to McDonald's and ask for a Big Mac without the meat. Because it still tasted like a Big Mac, just the salad and the sauce.
Oh, the sauce. Yeah,
there
is a very popular burger chain at the moment where their veggie option is just a burger without a burger. Yeah. It's still a thing. But anyway, what do you do if you've eaten, should I have said vegan bacon? More people talk at the radio if you say, well, there's no way of saying...
Because it sounds like you're making a value judgment on people, or people interpret it that you're making a value judgment on them for eating. I now eat meat.
Don't have it now,
not
mate.
Right
We're
now.
Nearly
Sorry,
finished.
John. Oh, you want it, don't
left.
You? Whoa, look at that.
Well, I don't care what you eat.
Sorry. We've all lost the plot.
Some of us are in complete control, actually. Yes. I know exactly what's happening.
But yeah, I think just call it back. It doesn't matter what You know what bacon is still.
Well,
you can still
I'm
make
very
a judgment.
Well, I always if you, just because you don't eat meat doesn't mean you are not included in the emotion of food.
Exactly.
And if you're slightly hungover of a morning, you want a bacon sandwich. Yeah. When you go out on a Sunday afternoon, you want a pint and a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
These things are part of being alive and sharing an experience. And you are isolated from that if you say, oh, well, I don't eat bacon, so therefore what I have to have is a falafel wrap at 8 o'clock in the morning with a bag of knickknacks. Unbelievable. Now, it is Absolute Radio Live coming up. That was a good link, wasn't it, that?
Yeah.
I think...
We're happy with that, aren't we?
What a lot of presenters do is they try and sort of segue from one thing to another. Mm. And what I like to do is stop a sentence, have a little pause, say now, so that people understand I've changed topic, and then say something
like
I've been told
sort
to
of
say.
Full sort of handbrake turn.
I think it's important to hear it. Yeah. Hear the grammar. Hear the full stop.
Hear the crunching of the gears.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Full stop. It's Absolute Radio Live coming up. And I can tell you that because later today, Matt Ford's going to be here and he's co-hosting it with me. We need to work on our dance routine because it's not
well,
ready yet.
From what I saw, the evidence of you dancing earlier, one of you definitely does.
Yeah.
I can't speak for 4D, but...
It's £42. It's an amazing lineup. It's the 16th of November. I mean, the minute is... the minute it's full, I guess I stop saying this. So just get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Unless you hate comedy and charity. Maybe you don't like helping Prostate Cancer UK or laughing, in which case I can't help you, to be honest. But if you want to see the likes of James Acaster, Kerry Godleman, Adam Hills, Tom Davis, Fatty El Khoury, and Dinesh Nathan.
Kerry who?
Kerry Godleman. Did I say
it
too fast?
Said. He said Kerry Godleman.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, we're nearly done, aren't we? I'm coasting through now these final few links. Who did I heard someone on the radio praising her this week and I meant to remember it so I could tell her. Somebody
praising
said,
Kerry?
Somebody said they really enjoyed Spinal Tap.
Oh,
Ben Elton.
I've not seen it yet. Oh, wow.
Ben Elton enjoyed the Spinal Tap movie.
Great.
And I thought, well, I must text Kerry and tell her that. And what I've done instead is just say it on air.
So I'm the only person on this show that's not been in a movie yet. I need to be in a movie. You're a Smurf.
I'm not really...
Kerry was in Spinal Tap.
Can you really
They're
say
like
I've been in a movie?
Shifting movies.
There was a Smurfs movie in which I occasionally go, I think it's a big leap to say that I have been in a movie. However, technically, let's write one together.
Yeah, should we do that? Should we
ideas
write a film?
For the John Richardson Show movie. What, you want to be in it or you want to write it?
Both.
You want to write it and be in
starring
it?
Starring okay. Charlie. Yeah, let's have some ideas from people what we can write a film about.
Bacon sandwich, the movie. I mean, it's the
nice
thing that's kicked off the most of everything we've ever talked about. It's upsetting when you lay your emotions bare on air. But it would keep them coming in if you like, the things you have on your sandwiches. But the big news is go to absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Get your tickets for Absolute Radio Live, 16th of November, 8 p.m, 7:30, something like that. Arrive about 6.
Get there at 7, have a drink in the bar first.
Get there at 7, have a drink. That's also £42. Two anonymous texts, both angry with me. Put a name to it. Someone says, your Scottish/Glaswegian accent has left a worse taste in my mouth than vegan bacon.
Oof.
And they've spelled John with an H.
Oh, well, I'm surprised you even read that out, to be honest, John.
I just think, you know, these people need to be told that actually, if you're frightened by talent, you know, that's not my fault, is it?
Yeah, just jealous, isn't
it? I can basically fit in anywhere in the world if I want to. movie ideas come in already.
Oh, what we got?
I feel like it's based on an existing strand.
Yes.
John is forced out of retirement. That's upsetting already. I am retired.
Yeah, as soon as I read that, I was just, oh, does he think this is John's retirement?
Who's saying
that's
I'm
what
retired?
This show is.
To use his particular set of skills to rescue his kidnapped cardigan.
Oh.
I feel like if we did a northern version, that would be called Tekken and people would think it was like a game spin-off. Anyway, that's it for this week. Sarah Champion is up next. Rock and Roll Football, Matt Ford and Chris Skull, Andy Bush's Indie Disco, Classic Rock Party with Claire Sturgis. That's your Saturday
what
sorted.
What a fun day.
There will be a podcast of the show available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
What will we be calling it?
I think we're going to have to call it Who's a Good Boy?
I think it's going to have to be Who's a Good Boy, isn't
Who's
it?
Who's a Good Boy?
Or like settling debates.
I hope Benji's still listening. You're still a good boy, Benji.
As it were, you don't know if he's been a good boy. You're just not allowed to put this stuff out
there.
He's
probably not been a good boy. He's quite a naughty little dog.
Well,
but...
do you want to cover your back and just say, look what you've done?
Benji! Naughty boy! Why has Will got his head in his hands?
I don't know.
Weird, isn't it?
It's triggering for him somewhere. Maybe,
Will, naughty
maybe
boy.
Maybe Will knows he's been a naughty boy. Will, you've been a good boy. Charlie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Angela, thank you for your company. Thank you for all your texts and emails today. Have a wonderful week. We got away with that one, didn't we? Bye! You can't get me now. I've left the building.
John Richardson
and the
John Richardson Show.
There we go. That's it for this week. I find it, frankly, infuriating how often that leaf clip has been paid and you spent most of today's show talking to a dog. It's very upsetting to me. No.
It's because people accept you talking to dogs, but talking to hamsters is weird.
That's less weird then.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
That bit is weird. I'm going to show you now. I want the podcast listeners. This is unique content. Hashtag not on the live show. I filmed Leaf eating, right? And I just want your reaction noise. You tell me this isn't cute, and you tell me what voice you would use to speak to this little thing.
Oh, who's a good girl?
That is a cute hamster,
that
right?
That is a cute hamster.
There she is, nibbling her nuggets.
Filling up her little cheeks.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Oh. Are you right, Will? Will's lost his mind.
A lovely video of my hamster nibbling her nuggets and just popping some seed away for later.
I'm just filling it. I love watching them fill their little cheeks.
Yeah.
Just pop it in. Gradually swells up. Oh, it's lovely.
There you go. There you go. You see, it's not just me.
No.
Although I am the worst. thank you for downloading the podcast. There'll be another one next week. If you want to hear us live, we're Absolute Radio, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You off on the road this week?
I am on the road this week. I will be Barton upon Humber.
Oh, lovely. Rope
Sunday.
Walk.
Yeah, lovely venue people. That, isn't it?
Lovely.
And they always give you a cheese board.
They always put some lovely snacks in the dressing room. Hashtag, I actually like vegan cheese. That's for you, Andy, in Glasgow.
And then Leeds on Monday and Stafford on Tuesday.
Oh, Gatehouse?
Stafford Gatehouse,
City Briars?
Yeah. No, I'm doing, oh gosh, I can't remember what it's called. Hyde Park. Something.
Hyde Park?
Yeah.
Right, you need to speak to your tour manager because I don't think that's
so
in Leeds.
So I need to sell about another 30,000 tickets.
Yeah, good luck if you're going to see Angela this week because she's not going to be there. She's going to be a completely different city.
It's Hyde Park Book Club in Leeds.
Lovely. Enjoy the shows. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.